We'll go to our joys and concerns and say it's a joy to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Want to recognize the flowers on the altar in honor of Dina Cole's mom, Maggie Glenn. And we need to keep in our prayers the hurricane that's headed the Gulf, Gustav. Louisiana and Texas looks like they're going to maybe get it again. So we really need to keep that part of the country in our prayers and those people that get out safely and weather the storm. And we know the Lord will be with us if we lift our prayers up to them. Also, we have I guess this is pink. never get the colors right.
We're in that together, brother.
But it looks pink to me. Have our prayers, the people in the nursing home, our soldiers that's serving around the country and overseas, we need to keep them in our prayers. And this week, be sure and pray for these. And we all have prayers in our hearts of people and the situations, so we need to pray for each other.
We also received a card from Marge Rowe, and we wanted to share that. We don't know how to thank you for your prayers, calls, cards, and thoughts. While we made our unsuccessful effort to deal with the illness and death of our daughter, many blessings have already come out of the love others have shown. Marge writes, could this be a part of a blessing we haven't recognized, have taken for granted until now? We love you all, Marge and Lee Rowe. Make sure you share your love with them as they go through this time with their daughter.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. We thank you, Lord, for you are the light that never goes out. You are the eye that never closes. You are the ear that is never shut. You are the mind that never gives up. You are the heart that never grows cold. And you are the hand that never stops reaching out to us. We thank you, Lord, as we lift our prayers up to you. This we ask in the name of my precious Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Our scripture for today is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 15. Now, for those who may not be familiar with the Bible, for those who are, where is John in the Gospel of John, in the Old or the New Testament? New Testament. Now, the New Testament is just a short section in the back of our Bibles, maybe a third of your Bible. And so the New Testament begins with what book? Matthew, and then? And the last Gospel is? John. So John chapter 15, we will begin actually with chapter 12. Begin with chapter 12. Once you find that, if you would take your Bible and close it on your finger and stand with me, raise that Bible above your head and let's share this Bible pledge together like we meet it this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same.
I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never.
I will never be the same.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. If you would remain standing with me while we read our gospel lesson together. John 15, beginning with verse 13, or 12 actually. Jesus says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. As most of you know by now, and as I like to do, I have created a sermon notes insert. If you want to grab a pen or a pencil. Also on the back of that, if you want to take it home with your prayer concern sheet, this is a little devotional for each day this week that goes along with the sermon. And I invite you to take this home and Set both of those pieces of paper down by your prayer chair where you spend time with God each day, and maybe that will help you dig a little deeper in His love, the song goes, right? All right.